Well, when I bought this old house, why, for my niece and my sister, why, this part wasn't on the house. Mm-hmm. All this back, this whole back end wasn't on there. I built all this on the back of this. And then kitchen cabinets, I built them in and everything. There were no kitchen cabinets in it. Mm-hmm. She had a safe, but it's still sitting in my room in there. And she kept her dishes and stuff in there. And pots and pans in the bottom.
Did your parents' families bring any of that stuff from Germany, like the safe?
No. Not my family. Now, my grandparents did. My father brought nothing but himself to keep from going to the German army. And he didn't want to serve no 4 years in the German army over there for nothing. And so, my father, oh yeah, my uncle, he got all of it.
He got all of
it? Yeah, he got the farm and he got the whole schmear. And his sister's got nothing. He had made him up a will after my grandfather died, and that will gave him everything.
No one challenged it, or?
Well, those days we didn't go in. We didn't sue people for every time you turned, when you sneezed or something.
Yeah.
Nowadays, they're wrecking the country with that business. I see where a man got $190,000 settlement out of his son was. At 22 years old, and he'd taken some poisonous pills and be taking them to a hospital, and he jumped out of a 5-story window, but he lived about 30 days after that, and his father sued the hospital and the psychiatrist and said that they knew he was demented,
mm-hmm.
and that good layman and good people, they're so prejudiced against the people that's got money. It's getting worse day by day. They awarded them a settlement of $190,000, which was unreasonable, and there's no reason for it, because in the first place, they had no way of knowing that fellow was going to jump out any window.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it, I think it's the most unjust settlement that I've ever heard, but that's not near as unjust as one several of them I heard of, where a man had been robbed repeatedly in his home,
mm-hmm.
and out in the farm.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So they rigged a shotgun.
Uh-huh.
This burglar went in there and got shot, and he survived, and they took up an hour, I think it was. They took his farm away from him, everything that old man
mm-hmm.
had, because he had put a rigged shotgun in there and shot this man. They did the same thing here in Texas, up here around Killeen and going that way.
Mm-hmm.
Did the same, identical same thing. And I still say that if we had the system that England has got with three judges that were educated to the law, is a better system than this system here. Now you take if a big truck or something runs ahead of a collision with you,
mm-hmm.
and although it's probably your fault, but then your parents could turn around and sue that company for an
mm-hmm.
undetermined amount of money. And the thing about it is, and then what would happen, you'd have a bunch of poor dunks, which, you know, they would get on that jury, and they'd be so prejudiced against that, because that company is a company,
mm-hmm.
that they say, well, sure, give it to them. Well, that's not, that. What kind of justice is that?
Yeah.
That's not justice. That's nothing. And, you see, like,